These new studies have left millions of women trying to figure out what to do. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, when last week's study was released, it was not just ordinary women who were taken by surprise. It caught off guard even those who were most in the know.
The Women's Health Initiative is one of the largest clinical studies ever mounted on any medicine. So it was high drama when scientists called a halt to the study on hormone replacement nearly 3 years early. One of the first to get the news was Dr. Catherine DeAngelis.
I was flabbergasted with the finding.
DeAngelis runs the Journal of the American Medical Association, known as JAMA. She rushed the new study onto JAMA's website last week. It appears in tomorrow's print edition.
As a woman, as an editor, as a physician, as a researcher, I mean, it was just astounding.
DeAngelis, who's 62, was taking hormone replacement therapy herself. So were her sisters, one older, one younger.
And of course, I have a gazillion friends. And so we say, you know, what are the health implications? I mean, just going through it personally for myself and my sisters, I thought, my God, you know, this is something you're going to have to make a decision on. Multiply that times millions of women, and you've got yourself a real problem, because it isn't black or white.
For DeAngelis, the decision was clear. Within 24 hours, she decided to stop taking her hormone pills, cold turkey. So did her older sister. But her younger sister has had a tough time with menopause. Hormone replacement wiped away her hot flashes and tamed her mood swings. So when DeAngelis said maybe she should stop taking hormones, the younger woman wasn't sure.
I really love my sister. We're very close, okay? So I'm not just flippantly giving her advice. Well, I found out yesterday she stopped. She decided to stop, and she's doing just fine, thank you. But I told her, if you have a problem, go right back on, and she will. You see, I mean, I'm going through this with my own family.
Every woman is going through her own calculus on hormone replacement therapy, or HRT. The decision depends on how long she's been on hormones, on her family history of breast cancer, on how bothersome menopause symptoms are for her, and whether other measures work. But Marcia Stefanik of Stanford University says there's time for every woman and her doctor to work through these questions.
We are not saying this is a dangerous drug that you should come off of immediately.
Stefanik chairs the steering committee for the massive study, which enrolled 27,000 women. She says many people are unduly alarmed.
We never intended to yell fire. We always intended to make the message clear that, you know, you should stand up and walk slowly to the door.
Stefanik says it shouldn't have been such a surprise that hormone replacement didn't live up to its hype.
I've been giving talks for 4 years about the fact that the only proven reason to take hormone replacement therapy is menopausal symptoms and quality of life issues that women talk about, and that we did not have the evidence to be prescribing it for prevention.
Doctors prescribing HRT to prevent heart disease, bone fractures, colon cancer, and Alzheimer's disease have relied on small studies comparing disease rates in women taking hormones with those who weren't. But that kind of evidence can't compare to large studies that randomly assign participants to treatment or placebo and then monitor them for years while neither participants nor researchers know who's on what. Stefanik says that's the only way to be sure.
We have answered a question that people have been asking for at least 10 years. We have a finding that basically says that the way that medicine has been prescribing hormones isn't right and should change, and that's really what should happen now. We should focus on, now we have an answer, and let's move forward.
The problem is, studies like the Women's Health Initiative are few and far between, and they take a long time. Meanwhile, hopes and hypes and medical habits run ahead of the evidence. That can mislead even as knowledgeable a consumer as Catherine DeAngelis, who edits one of the world's leading medical journals. She was taking hormone replacements for the very reasons that are now discredited. Richard Knox, NPR News.